This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running now, and we head back to Norway to catch up with Hans Christian Tungesvik. Hans Christian, welcome back. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about run. And at the end of the day in triathlon, whether you like it or not, the run is where it's you make it or break it. And you had an unbelievable run in Kona in 2016. Your run times improved a hell of a lot. What are some of the things you've been doing to get better?
I think a really, really important thing I did was I started, well, as a former cross-country skier, we love to just run out in the woods and maybe quite a lot of climbs and things like that. But during the past year, I've started running a lot more flat courses, which enables me to run technically good and open up my stride even on the easy sessions. Then they don't demand that much recovery, and that has really helped me get an efficient stride. So I think that's helped me a lot, because my stride wasn't that good. But being able to really work on the technique, even on the easy long runs, has been a huge advantage for me.
I find it interesting you say that, because obviously you talk about running in the woods and the cross-country skiing. Physically, you must be really strong as a runner. But you talk about that flat. But when you're running lots of ups and downs, your stride, and that does shorten. Do you find that has hampered you? As you say, I mean, this is something you've done that's really opened it up and speeded you up.
Yeah, and also, well, if you run in the woods, of course you can open up your stride and you can run quite fast. But then the intensity goes quite a bit amount up, and suddenly it's quite a tough session. So that's the idea behind it, to be able to work with the technical stuff even on the easy sessions. So yeah, that's been great for me.
You mentioned the recovery, because that's one of the things I think a lot of athletes make that mistake, is they go too hard too often, and particularly on the run. It's easy to get caught up in that mass volume sort of training cycle. For you, how important is recovery? What are some of the things you do to ensure that you're coming back to your next session as fresh and as recovered as you can?
Yeah, of course. I try to focus on good nutrition. Eat normal, healthy, good food. A great variety of food, and also hydration. I drink a lot. I try to also have some recovery sessions as well. Maybe. Yeah, as we mentioned, talking about the swims, maybe some of the swim sessions, a shorter swim session can be like a recovery session. I like to do that. And also try to, if it's possible, when you're not working out, rest your legs, rest your body, because everything else takes, of course, will take some energy out of you.
Absolutely. Your favorite run workout, what do you love doing?
I really like it when I'm in good shape. It's quite a tough, it's a long session. I like the long sessions, as you probably have understood. It's a 3x 10K progressive pace. So maybe the first one is at 4:30 per kilometer, and the next one 4:15, and the last one at 4 per kilometer. It's a great session, builds really endurance for the long races, and I had some sessions like that before the Kona this year, and it worked out really good for my run shape.
Talk to me about the mental toughness on being on a run where you're hurting and in that dark hole in the 30s, heading towards the 40K mark, where you feel like you're going to explode. So what do you do to get yourself through those?
As I said, it's much about just just being patient, just keep on going, take 1 kilometer after the other. Don't bite over the whole distance until the finish line, but set small goals during along the way, so then you're able to get to the finish line, and it for sure helps to think of all the other guys who's out there suffering as well, because if it's hard for you, then you know it's really hard for all the others.
Talk to me about finishing, crossing the line as an age group world champion. Were you aware in Kona 2016 coming down that carpet that you had it in the bag, or weren't you sure where everyone was around you?
Yeah, I was quite sure. I got some information from my support team, my family, that I overtook the lead about 3 kilometers before the finish line. So it was an amazing feeling, but it was surreal as well, because I didn't think it was an option before I started. So it was kind of surreal, but it was the coolest feeling ever.
how soon you want to go back to get that feeling again?
Yeah, if I have the money, I'd go right now.
I love it. If you could bottle it, you would. Hans Christian, thank you so much for your time once again. We're going to get you back on next time to chat a little bit about your nutrition strategy and what you do from that point of view. But thanks for your time today.
Great. Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on thekonaedge.com/running seminar.